With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump continues his anti-crime push, and what's next? Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After complaining about crime in Democrat-led blue states, the president says he could deploy the National Guard to a red state.
We're making a determination now. Do we go to Chicago, or do we go to a place like New Orleans, where we have a great governor?
The Democratic governors of Illinois and Maryland sharply opposed troop presence in Chicago and Baltimore, but Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is a Republican. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Lawmakers getting back to work following the August recess. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he encouraged fellow Republicans to use the time off by explaining the big, beautiful bill's many benefits.
Go into their districts, do town halls, business roundtables, meet with everybody, constituents, and just take the time to explain what's in it. Because in almost every scenario, literally like 99% of the time, when you explain what's in it, light bulbs go off and people start standing and applauding because they know it's going to help.
As they return to the nation's capital, they will have to find a way to work with Democrats as a government shutdown looms. In the House, Republicans will continue their investigations of former President Joe Biden, while Speaker Johnson navigates a split in his conference over whether the Trump administration should release more files in the investigation, the case of Jeffrey Epstein. C-SPAN's three public affairs networks will be carried beginning this fall on YouTube TV and Hulu's live TV package. Cord cutting has reduced the number of homes with access to the networks that have traditionally been carried on all cable and satellite systems, but the new streaming services with live TV packages hadn't been carrying C-SPAN. This is SRN News. Experts in the United Kingdom worried about the birth rate.
In an industrialized country, every woman of childbearing age needs to have an average of 2.1 kids to keep the population level. In Britain, the current birth rate is 1.4. In Scotland, it's 1.3. Academics and policymakers are sounding the alarm, warning that the UK's generous welfare state will be unsustainable if the population declines. Low birth rates are the rule throughout most of the industrialized world now. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iraq continues to rebuild one decade after ISIS took control of large portions of the country. In the city of Mosul, war-damaged churches have been rebuilt. That in an effort to preserve the heritage of the city's shrinking Christian population. Most of Mosul's small population of believers fled when ISIS came to power in 2014. This is SRN News. A suicide bombing at a political rally in Pakistan has killed at least 13 people, wounded dozens more. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
A suicide bomber has blown himself up outside a stadium as supporters of a nationalist party were leaving a rally on the outskirts of Quetta. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The rally was held to mark the anniversary of the death of Sardar Atullah Mengal, a veteran nationalist leader and former provincial chief minister. Balochistan has long been the scene of a low-level insurgency, with groups demanding independence from the central government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tragedy in Portugal. An electric streetcar, one of Lisbon's big tourist attractions, derailing. 15 people have been killed. Authorities say at least 18 more have been injured, including one child. More details at srnnews.com.